HRHeadquarters.ie, the podcast.
Following on from our recent podcast about getting the most from your job boards, it made sense for us to give some pointers on what to include in the actual job ad, i.e. the content of that ad. The most important thing to remember is a job post is a marketing tool. You should design it to get the highest number of credible candidates applying for your open role. It shouldn't be a barrier to entry unless you're lucky enough to be experiencing ridiculously high numbers of high quality candidates, and only then should you be using it to help sift out those weaker candidates based on some agreed criteria. But in a candidate scarce economy, which we're in, you want to ensure that as many possible employees are hitting that apply button. So what does a good job ad look like? As mentioned in the previous podcast, you need to understand how your job board ranks search results and have some insights as to how your ideal candidates are searching for those roles. Presuming you're taking this into consideration, you need to get into the mindset that you're trying to attract the best possible candidates rather than weed out the weak. Weaker candidates who need your role may be willing to jump through hoops to apply, but the very best are very different. They're in short supply, they may already be in a good role, they're valued by their company, and they're only passively keeping an eye on the job market. In the, let's be honest about it, statistically highly unlikely scenario where they are reading your job ad, you need to compel them to apply. An attention-grabbing title really helps, but you still need to convey roughly what the job is. Wizard, hero, ninja, all these buzzwords are no longer new, they're no longer clever, they're not innovative, so I'd suggest you ditch these. I saw a simple ad for a doctor recently that said, "Doctor, to save lives every day." It got right to the point and it stood out from the locum doctor type ads around it. There's no magic bullet here, but play around with some titles. Make it stick out, make it different. The content of the ad is obviously very important now that you have their attention. Abandon the recipe list. We said it in the previous podcast, this list of must-haves and will have to do just doesn't work anymore, especially when the skills are very subjective. It's fine to list must-haves in it, but only if they're real deal breakers. So a language skill that is an absolute necessity, or a technical skill such as an auditor needing an accountancy qualification or a practicing cert, is fine. After that, it's just about attracting the very best. So answer their question, why would they want to apply for the role? Maybe tell the story of what exciting challenges or projects they'll be getting involved with, some of the great teams they'll work with, or some of the company priorities they'll contribute to, where the company is going and how they'll contribute to accomplishing that. Make sure you grill your hiring manager if you're unsure of any of this, and make sure that they arm you with this key information. Try break through of the shackles of the traditional job ad and start marketing all the great things about the role and your organization to the very, very best people. Make sure you understand why these superstars who may be fully employed may want to move, and try to create a solution for them. Compel them to apply. Don't forget, if possible, compare the new ads performance versus your old types of ads, and hopefully you'll see a massive difference. HRHeadquarters.ie